The thing about my experience with working with families bereaved through suicide is that every suicide's unique. And although I have come across families whose loved one was depressed, it's not true for all cases. So there is a correlation, but it's not true in all cases.
And then afterwards, though, I mean, isn't there the problem of people being worried about how to deal with it? You know, because people are afraid that if they talk about it too much or they mention it too much, that it might prompt other people to take their own lives.
I know there is an awful lot of fear around speaking about suicide, but I feel it's such an important community issue that it needs to be spoken about. And I suppose it's the fear that it's attached to it that keeps people not to talk about it. So it's very important that we do speak about it.
So it's almost like a vicious circle.
Yeah, absolutely. And suicide is very much related to feeling isolated, and even the topic stays isolated by not speaking about it.
I mean, for families who have suffered and for families who have had a member who has taken their own life, is it very difficult for them to talk about it to other people, or equally for other people to come and talk to them about it?
Yeah, in my experience, I've talked to many families, and one of the things that's a common thread is that they find that neighbours and friends are, you know, nearly shy away from them or find it very difficult to bring up the topic. And they're so eager to talk and to kind of talk about what their questions are, and to help them grieve is talking's a very important part to play in that.
I guess it must be very difficult to make sense of the whole thing.
Absolutely. And families are left with a canyon of questions of why. And part of the healing process is to realise that there are no answers to those questions.
And how do families get on with their own lives?
Like I've said already, every suicide situation is unique and every family's grieving process is unique. But through talking about it and remembering their loved one and finding a new way to be after the death of their loved one is really, really key.
And what about families or anyone who might be concerned about somebody or worried that they know someone who might be considering taking their own life? How do you approach it, or how do you know what signs are the serious signs to watch out for?
Well, I suppose what I would say to people is that any change in behaviour should be taken seriously. So if your friend or loved one starts to withdraw from their friends or their family, take that seriously. In a lot of cases, those who do take their life by suicide have tried before or have mentioned it before. So take all those signs very, very seriously and seek help. But also, I suppose, for anyone who's worried about a loved one or a friend out there, the other thing as well would be to seek support for yourself, to mind yourself within that process too.
Really, because a lot of people can feel like they'll go down with it.
Yeah, or that they're the only one that the person's talking to, so they themselves are isolated. So it's important that those that are caring for people who are feeling that low are also minding themselves.
Which I suppose is also a part of your profession and your job, that you have to look after yourself too.
Absolutely, self-care is very important to psychotherapists, and we need to mind ourselves as much as we mind our clients, yeah.
And what about nationwide? I mean, what kind of resources and facilities are there for people nationwide?
Well, Console was founded in 2002 by families who were bereaved through suicide. And since then, we've really grown into a very professional body. And we have premises in Dublin and in Galway and in Limerick. And in Dublin, we have outreach to the communities of Clondalkin and Finglas as well. So in a short space of time, we really have come a long way.
And how, I mean, that's only a couple of years and you're already up and established and running.
Yeah.
I guess there must be a huge need out there for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Ireland, on average, 500 families are bereaved by suicide each year. And, you know, for every person that dies by suicide, 65 people are affected by that death.
Wow, so pretty much if you multiply the figures there, there's probably nobody in the country who hasn't heard of or known somebody who's been bereaved by suicide.
If not a family member, a work colleague, you know, I mean, it really does, and it impacts on everybody.
And you were talking about how each case is very individual and dealing with the bereavement is very individual, but you mentioned that the people who set up Console were those who had already been bereaved by suicide. I mean, is there benefit for people in going out and helping others and getting involved with organisations like Console?
Yeah, I mean, I've come across many family members who, you know, after some period of their grieving and they, you know, they're feeling like they could give something back, have come back to Console and offered to either speak for us publicly as someone who's been bereaved, or get involved in our support groups or volunteering for us. And we really appreciate that help.
Mm. I mean, it must be reassuring too for families to see other families that have gone through it.
Absolutely. And I mean, I suppose in our support group that runs monthly in Dublin, there are family members that have been very recently bereaved, getting support from families who are, maybe are a year or two down the line and can give them support and advice.
Mm. But have you got helplines or numbers or times or dates?
Yeah, we have a national helpline which is 1-800-201-890, and our web address is www.console.ie.
Okay, and all the information about where the various courses and stuff are on will be there.
Absolutely. If anyone's interested, if they call our helpline, they'll get all the information they need there.